The Beaver Dam softball team is getting ready for a huge matchup with Watertown at the BDHS Diamond, as long as Mother Nature cooperates on Friday afternoon. We're going to bring in head coach Abby Schmidt. Coach, boy, girls get excited when you know you're going to have a big-time opponent coming to town.
Yeah, I think it really helped that we were able to play Milton and test our limits earlier this week. So I'm excited to see what Friday will bring.
Now, can you kind of talk about the rivalry with Watertown? Obviously, it's teams you've seen maybe in the postseason. They're close to us here. You guys are good. They're good. Just how is that rivalry built over the years?
Well, I just think back to even when I played. I mean, Watertown has always been our big opponent, and they've always given our run for our money. So it's cool that they're so close, because then that means our fans can travel and they can watch, but it's also the same way. So the games get really exciting, and there's a lot of time to just give us an opportunity to show what we really have. And they're looking forward to it. I can promise you that.
You mentioned the fans last year. I believe it was standing room only. They were shoehorned into the softball diamond, weren't they? Do you notice that? Do you feel that in the crowd when it's big?
I don't know. I feel like our dugout is able to keep us kind of contained, and we don't have to worry so much about that. But we can hear them, and it's exciting to hear all that. But I think once we're locked in, we're really zoned in on what's going on the field.
When you look at Watertown, they're ranked sixth in the state, I think, this week in the D1 coaches poll. Just what makes Watertown as good as they are?
I mean, just like us, they have good pitching. They have AJ that can throw, and they also have Craig behind her. So it's a different viewpoint on whoever they're throwing that day, but then they also have a strong catcher behind the plate. And as always, they have people that can hit the ball. So it's really just when you're prepping to play them, you have to make sure that you are working on the entire game. And it's not just focusing on defense or on offense or base running. It's the whole kit and caboodle.
Now, do their pitchers different types of things, or are they very similar?
They're different. They have different speeds, and they have different pitches that work better for them. I mean, even just you looking at them physically, they have different height, and so there's different velocity behind their ball too. So it's really, you still focus on getting your hands to the ball and staying back and being ready for their off speed if they're going to throw that.
You mentioned catchers too. How big in high school softball is it to have a quality catcher? You've had a lot of good ones back behind the plate. How important is that for your team, just to have things run how they should be run?
Well, the catcher is one of the most important people out on the field. They're running the game. They're calling the pitches, and they're also making sure that everyone knows where the ball is going to go next. And they have to catch the ball every time our pitcher is throwing it. So, I mean, they're touching the ball just as much as the pitcher, and it's just making sure that they're running the game and they're keeping the pitcher under control too. I think we take that for, we take advantage of that sometimes. We don't realize how they can slow the game down, or they can go call a timeout to go talk to the pitcher. So it makes the game run smoothly, and it also keeps the whole team under control.
For Beaver Dam, do you call the pitches from the dugout sometimes? Does your catcher do it on her own?
Coach Fakes, he's the main pitch caller, but he's been working with pitchers for a while, so we trust him with that. But the catcher also needs to know when to set up and how to set up correctly and how to catch the spin on the ball. So it's a team effort when it comes to that.
Coach, you guys have been off to some good starts in the past. I know coaches don't look at rankings and things like that, but to see Beaver Dam kind of show up and, you're creeping towards that top 10, how big is that, considering that a lot of times the excuse is made, look at their mm-hmm. schedule and things like that. But the fact that you've garnered the respect, that you're getting votes in Division I here this year, can you kind of talk about what that says about your program?
Yeah, we don't really focus on that, to be honest. As a team, we just want to make sure we're going out, and we only focus on the next game. We don't worry about what's happened in the past or what's to come. We just know that the next game is the most important game, and we do appreciate that we're getting votes and all that. I'm not going to say that at all, but it's just knowing that we're going out there, we're playing our game, and we're being recognized for it. So I think that just makes us feel a little more pride in our game as well, because we work hard in the off season and during the season, so it's good to see that pay off.
Well, Coach, as long as we keep the raindrops away, it should be a fun one on Friday night. I'll be out there. We'll be broadcasting it on Daily Dodge TV, and appreciate the time and good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.